stories and voices that are intertwined, connected by one thread, building internet and communication community networks. Hello, it's me again. My name is Renata Porto from Brazil, and I'm the host of this 12-episode season. This podcast is about life stories of those who build innovative, community-led projects to connect the one-third of humankind that is still living offline. The story we'll get to know in this penultimate episode takes place in Thailand. I'm going to tell you about Professor Kanchana Kanchanasud's pioneering venture, which took the internet to this East Asian country. Nowadays, she's in charge of TACnet, Thailand's first community network.
What makes community network different from commercial service provider? Because with community network, you can add on so many things that provide solution for the community.
Still in Asia, this time in Philippines, we talked to John Garrity, a Filipino-American who works as policy advisor and chief of party for the USAID Better Access and Connectivity Project in this country.
So what we're doing here in the Philippines is we are demonstrating and implementing community networks, more so to show what's possible to community groups and local government units.
So join me for this 11th episode of our podcast.
Routing for Communities, an audio journey tracing community connectivity around the world.
Before interviews, our team always conducts production and research on the experience we will talk about, as well as on the interviewee. For this episode, there is truly a whole lot of material available online about Professor Kanchanasud.
Hello, my name is Kanchana Kanchanasud. I am from Thailand. I work at the Asian Institute of Technology. I used to be a professor in computer science until my retirement. So now I am working as advisor to various research projects in the institute. I studied in Australia for my undergrad and as well as my postgrad study. I worked in this institute for more than 30 years. It's an international institute, so we got to know so many people from different countries. And I got interested in community network because I was involved in bringing the internet to Thailand, almost 40 years ago.
If you search Kanchana Kanchanasud name online, you'll soon understand the greatness behind her work. But here's a short summary for you. Our interviewee has a long trajectory in pioneering. After finishing her master's degree and PhD in computer sciences at the University of Melbourne, Australia, Dr. Kanchanasud went back to Thailand to work as a tenured professor at the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT. Upon arrival in the 80s, she lost access to her mail-in contacts and debate groups she had through the Unix system at the Australian University. This was a pre-internet platform used by programmers and scholars to communicate with one another. In order to resume her participation in these virtual spaces, which were important to her research and work, she and a colleague set about developing a solution to get connected to these forums. And it worked. That's how, in 1986, Thailand came to have its first online connection with what would be known later on as the internet. She was also the first person to create an email account in her country, besides having been the one who registered in 1988 the internet domain .th, which is still the official domain in Thailand. Among the projects she leads, there are those related to taking the internet to people who have no access in her country. She is also a pioneer when it comes to community networks.
The flooding situation in Thailand just seems to get worse day by day and sometimes hour by hour. This particular part of Ayutthaya province was completely dry up until just a few hours ago, and then a stop bank burst and the Chao Phraya River has completely engulfed these homes. It is bursting across this road here and people are now hurriedly...
You've just listened to an excerpt from an Al Jazeera piece from October 2011 reporting the floods in Thailand then. Until January 2012, some areas were still suffering from such floods. Over 800 people lost their lives and more than 13 million were affected. It was right after this catastrophe that TACNET began to be developed.
I found that the connectivity in the rural area in Thailand was still very poor. So I was working on mobile ad hoc network, which was I was aiming at post-disaster environment scenario. It happened that there was a big flood in Thailand in 2011. So I decided that we should try to introduce this technology to people, you know, try to do one village. And we try to introduce the idea, get the people to get to know what the internet is and not to be afraid of technology. That was done in 2013. And since then, once you started to get involved, you cannot leave. So, you know, the idea of introducing community network to the village was to me like when I started to introduce the internet to Thailand. It was very similar in many aspects.
Professor Kanchanasut and her team at InterLab, the Internet Education and Research Laboratory at the Asian Institute of Technology, created TACNET as an academic project at the end of 2012. They started working at the Thai Samakhi village, next to the township of Maesot, in the province of Thak, at the country's northern border with Myanmar. The small town has a little over 52,000 inhabitants. Thailand's total population is currently over 72 million people. The province of Thak is formed by different ethnic groups that live in small villages in the mountains. The village of Thai Samakhi is not far from a town with access to the internet. However, in 2013, the local population still did not have access to the technology. Access to the internet in Thailand is relatively good nowadays, in comparison to other countries in the region, like Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos. But at that time, two-thirds of the population were still living without broadband connection. Throughout the years, the Thai government undertook a positive work taking fiber connectivity to the main villages in the country through posts that follow the national highways. Yet, due to social and economic disparities that also impact this nation, costs to get a private connection are still steep for many families, especially those living in rural areas.
The disparity between the rich and the poor in Thailand is quite wide. So in the big city, people are used to internet. They have very good facility. And the government introduced the use of internet in so many curriculum for the school nationwide. So the children in the villages, they were asked to do their homework using the internet, and their parents and their family. So they had to allow the kids to go to town to the internet cafe and all. So the parents were not happy about it. That was the situation before we went into the village. So once we started to introduce the network to them, and then the children could stay home. That was the start of the real deployment of our community network, because the parents started to appreciate what we were doing.
Nowadays, around 500 homes in 30 communities are connected to broadband through TACNET. The network operates through contracts with a commercial internet provider, which is then shared among some of the homes a package of technologies based on mesh protocol developed by the Interlab called Dumbo. Dumbo is a firmware that uses the same kind of mesh technology used by a lot of community networks in order to enable sharing a Wi-Fi signal alongside costs paid to providers for internet access. We are leaving a link about that in the description of this episode in case you want to learn more about it. For every 20 homes, a new service is hired and redistributed, and the hotspot's place is decided among the locals. Internet services through the community-led initiative are 3 times cheaper than the average regular price charged by the private sector for individual access. The TechNet Community Network is built through a partnership between the local community, Interlab at the Asian Institute of Technology, and the Thai Network Information Center Foundation. This foundation is a non-profit organization focused on the development of infrastructure and internet use in Thailand through the funds gained from the .th domain registrations which it manages. With the expansion of the TechNet project throughout the years, a social company called Net2Home was established in 2016 by Thai Network Information Center Foundation to manage the community network. The company operates as a mix between a Wi-Fi provider and a community network operator, in which both infrastructure and connectivity are offered by the social company, while the network itself works as a community-wide net. In other words, the community network users agree to be part of a network in which they pay a monthly fee for technical support and the Net2Home maintenance. The company, in turn, is centered around the community needs, generating local income and jobs. Professor Kanchana Sood and her teammates train one or more local technicians for each village. They can earn their income with installation fee and commission if they get more subscribers.
I believe that the concept of having the local community to build their own network, particularly for those remote villages, they should be able to decide what they want to do with their own community. They should not sit and wait for the provider to come and decide what they. So we are trying to convince people to go to this direction. Of course, we talk to government people, we talk to regulators, try to at least make them aware of this type of approach and try to not to abandon community network and try to at least, make use of the concept in areas that the provider could not go into. And we don't want people to wait forever. You know, we want to close the gap.
TechNet seeks to involve the community in terms of access to new technologies, from introducing the internet to their elders and adults to offering job opportunities for their youth.
I think for different countries, you have different priorities. For us, in 2013, infrastructure was one of our main priorities. But right now, it's become less important. So what we are looking at right now is what we call value added. We try to look at what makes community network different from commercial service provider network. Because community network, you can add on so many things that provide solution for the community.
Thus, we say goodbye to Thailand and travel to the Philippines in the same Southeast Asian region.
Hi, hello, John.
Hi, Vivian, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, good. Good evening over there. What is it, like 9 o'clock?
It's 9 o'clock, exactly. And in Philippines, it's like 8 a.m.?
Yeah, 8 a.m.
So good morning to you.
Thanks.
John Garrity spoke to our team directly from Manila, the capital of the Philippines, where he lives. He is a Filipino-American. His work focuses on inclusive growth and policies to reduce poverty, mainly via the implementation of information and communication technologies, known as ICTs.
My name is John Garrity. I am the chief of party for a USAID-funded project. So USAID, of course, is the Agency for International Development from the United States. And USAID here in the Philippines has funded a project called Better Access and Connectivity, or BEACON for short in the acronym. So I'm on the implementing side. I'm not a USAID employee, and I don't speak on behalf of the US government. But the BEACON project is a five-year project that's focused on providing primarily the government of the Philippines technical assistance in expanding digital infrastructure across the country. So that includes a lot of engagement with the national government on some of the flagship initiatives around the National Broadband Plan, the National Fiber Backbone, but then also working also at a provincial and local government level, and then also with civil society organizations and cooperatives. And so that's really where our work on community networks is focused on.
The work conducted by the BEACON project in the Philippines involves communities, government offices, as well as the private sector. It is also structured around three main pillars: improving infrastructure for digital connectivity, strengthening ICT's policies and regulatory agencies, and improving technical skills for cybersecurity. The Philippines is an archipelago of over 7,400 islands in Southeast Asia, with a population of approximately 110 million people. In terms of connectivity, the latest government surveys show that half of the country's population does not have access to the online world. The reason being, in part, because there is no development of the private sector of internet providers in many parts of the country, where there is no commercial interest and implementation costs are too high. The high prices of data services and devices are another barrier faced by the population. Another issue is that the Philippines has a restrictive political environment when it comes to allowing organizations to enter in their market and offering internet services. The country is one of the only nations in the world, if not the only, where, in order to have a license to provide internet access, a company needs approval from the National Congress.
So what we're doing here in the Philippines is we are demonstrating and implementing community networks, more so to show what's possible to community groups and local government units, right? And so, you know, of course, the whole definition of community networks, really, the definition of it really depends on who you talk to. But in our context, at least with the work that we're doing, you know, we view community networks as really a community-driven, community-managed network deployment that's really participatory, that's multi-stakeholder, community-led.
John says that before moving to the country, he had heard of one or two community-led experiences, but that along with more than 2 years, new experiences were coming up, being discovered and promoted. Some of these are developed with high schools, as well as fishermen's and farmers' co-ops, which are numerous in the country. In our talk with John, it was possible to understand a fundamental reason why guaranteeing internet access to Filipinos is so important. He explained that a significant part of the population has left the country seeking job opportunities, and approximately 10% of their gross domestic product comes from money sent by these immigrants living abroad.
It's a major phenomenon in the Philippines. And, you know, for example, my family, or my mother has 8 brothers and sisters, and 7 of them immigrated to work overseas, right, as nurses, et cetera, as doctors. So there's a lot of that sort of fragmentation in families and in society because of the sheer number of Filipinos that work overseas. So certainly one aspect of trying to connect more individuals to the internet is their ability to maintain relationships with their family. And that's something that, you know, we hear about a lot when we're working at a community level is, okay, now we can actually use Messenger more often so they can communicate with their loved ones.
As you may have noticed, Thailand and the Philippines, both in the same region, Southeast Asia, have very distinct realities in terms of connectivity. But in these two experiences, there is the certainty that the development of community-led projects is essential to guarantee the online presence of most of their populations, including those who are frequently marginalized. And this is the end of the 11th episode of our season. As always, I hope the stories that were told by voices from different parts of the world were a source of learning and hope, and that the initiatives shared in this podcast lead us to act together and collectively. If you want to know more about TACNET, Net2Home, and Interlabs research, as well as the USAID Beacon project, check out the links we left in the episode's description. If you've liked this podcast, please recommend it to those you know will appreciate it as well. You can follow the season on the main podcast platforms or on APC's website, routingforcommunities.apc.org. We'll meet again soon with new experiences and stories from community-led networks that are also connected to our lives. In this season's final episode, we will travel back to Africa. Over there, you get to know community-led experiences at ALIN, Arid Lands Information Network, in Kenya, a country that is making progress when it comes to their connectivity regulatory environment. You listened to the 11th episode of Routing for Communities, an audio journey tracing community connectivity around the world. This is the podcast of the Local Networks Initiative, a collective effort led by APC and Rizomatica. Production Rádio Tertúlia. Thanks, and see you next time.